we are in a big way, yes. Win that and we actually get a bye into the last 16 of the tournament. So there's a double incentive there for us. Just not just win the game, go into the next round, we actually go into the last 16.
And I suppose with the fixture build-up as it is at this time of year, you want to play as few games as possible, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be non-stop now. And to be honest, it's a break from your league matches as well.
Speaking of a break there, obviously you had a break last weekend, didn't play any games there, but do you think that'll be a help or a hindrance? Obviously you don't want to be playing too many games, but you need to get up to match fitness as well.
No, I think the break would have probably done us a bit of good. I think the lads are fit. I know the match fitness is something else, but at one Sunday you wouldn't miss out on match fitness. And the lads are eager for a game now. They've been looking forward to this game. We've been waiting for Blackrock to catch up. They were two or three games behind for whatever reason, and we've been waiting to catch up. There's been two rounds played in this and we haven't played in it since October. We haven't played in this since the Junior Cup. All the other clubs have, so we've been just waiting for Blackrock to catch up on their rounds, and as I say, we're looking forward to it now.
Do we know much about Blackrock and the style of football they're going to bring?
Well, our own manager Stephen now said all his soccer up, mostly soccer up in Dublin. He knows a few people up there. He's been talking to a few lads in other clubs that would have played him. They're in the major division in the Leinster Senior League. It wouldn't be a bad side. They're not having a great season so far, but Connacht reports now they'll be a bit in a false condition. They're better than they actually look on the league table. Big enough side now, they're strong. They're going to be a tough battle. It's going to be a tough game. That's what you look forward to then.
The last round game that you did play was a tough battle as well. That was a 5-3 win over Hanover Harps, so a bit of an exciting one, I'd imagine. But I mean, can you take any lessons from that game?
Well, Hanover Harps, I wouldn't say they were the same standard as Blackrock College. The Premier Division in Carlow, but the pitch was very, very bad. I mean, we're not used to it. It was a wet weekend. The pitch was very, very bad. So, you know, we actually Carlow's, I think, in one of the other cups as well, and we won on another bad pitch. So I wouldn't compare them. I wouldn't think Hanover Harps would be near as good as them. They did beat Munclody in the previous round, so that's all we can go on, really.
Well, the pitch this time will work in your favour, given that it's a home game on Sunday there, and obviously you have to use your advantage when you have these home games.
You do. I think this is our first home game, this one, I think. I'm trying to off the top of my head. We played in the FAI Junior Cup, all right, home. So we've been away at Dublin Airport in the previous round in this. We've been in Carlow, so we've been away, yeah. Home advantage, hopefully, will be a big advantage Sunday. But as I say, we don't know a lot about them. We know they're a good football inside, big football inside. So that's what our so-called scouts tell us anyway. Even the manager now, he knows a lot of players and all up in Dublin. As I say, he played most of his soccer up there, so he'd be knowledgeable in that respect.
Looking back on the league performance so far for Cortown Hibs, you're fourth place in the table, 15 points from 8 games played. Not too bad, but how would you rank it, Patrick?
We're happy enough, really. When you base it to last season and we avoid relegation on the playoff, you know, we're happy enough with the progress we've made this season. We're disappointed that we dropped the 3 defeats we had. Some of them could have been avoided in our view, you know, but we are generally happy enough with the progress we've made on last season. Good fit young side there now, good young manager. We're really happy.
And which of the players that have really led that charge, you know, avoiding relegation last year and being up in the top 4 this year?
A lot of it is down to the management. He's come in this year, he's managed our second team last year and he stepped up. We've got much the same players. Some have come back who probably didn't get on with the other manager or didn't get on or left for some reason or other. They've come back, 2 or 3 have come back this season, and the manager knows how to handle them. They're good chaps and he's handling them right, as he did last year with the second team players. Definitely a lot of it is down to him.
Great stuff, Patrick. And finally, obviously looking ahead to the rest of the season, you're in the top 4 now. Can you stay there?
We're confident at the end of the season we'll be in the top 4. And we mightn't stay in it over the coming weeks because of cup matches, hopefully a lot more cup matches, but we might slip out. But we're confident we'll be in that top 4 at the end of the season. As you say, it mightn't happen, but that's what we're confident of anyway.